If anybody has any questions about anything that I've ever done or they ever wanted to know, the dude with the bike helmet, fuck yeah. Go ahead, man.
Favorite offensive joke.
I can tell you what my favorite, this is easy for me. This is my favorite, and I refer to them as street jokes, like joke that you can pass around. So this is my favorite joke easily of all time. What's the difference between, now Neil Armstrong is a guy who went to the moon, right? Just in case these two dudes don't know. Especially you, dude. Yeah, yeah. What's the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson? Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and Michael Jackson fucked little boys. It's a big difference, for sure. You know, that seems to be... Okay. 15-year-old, tough to make him crack a smile. All right, dude. That's all right. Just when you get older, you'll know that's a good joke. All right. Good question. I saw a hand go up back here, too. Who was it? Say it again?
How do you smoke?
How do I smoke?
Yeah.
Mouth? I don't know. yeah, mouth. Nobody's ever asked me that question before, but yeah, definitely I'm a mouth smoker. I'm choosing, if I choose, the thinking of the other orifice as possible, and I'm going, I'm a straight mouth guy, but I appreciate you asking, yeah. What's the what?
Best prank.
The best prank. My best prank?
Yeah.
I'll tell the story at the end of the show. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Why did I have to one time with Sam Wilder?
What? Why what?
Why did I have to one time with Sam Wilder? I guess it's kind of a deal before.
Because I don't know any other town in South Island. And I really go wherever they book me. So, okay, I appreciate you making the drive. Yeah, that's very nice of you. Thanks. I don't know. You guys keep naming towns. Like, we drove from, I'm like, I don't fucking know that town. Okay. All right. Anybody? Yeah, go ahead. Where's Jacob? Jacob made, he was here for the first 14 days, 15 days, and he had to go home. But, so he's at home. That's the end of that guy. All right, yeah. Oh, dude, I like this. Yeah, I can't wait to hear this question for sure.
You said you couldn't get decent weed.
I couldn't get decent weed yet. Now, the reason I am convinced this guy has decent weed is because he's had a lot of trauma in his life. So he needs good weed to get a lot of visuals out of his head. I might take it from you, but not in front of a room full of strangers. But yeah, it's what? It's legal in your hand, but probably not once it gets... Yeah, we'll talk about it in the meet and greet after the show. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
What was more satisfying
to you, the fact that you heard it from your maid story with Dana Hutter, or when your maid told you you were going to a wedding? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell that story at the end of the show, but I will tell you, it's hard to say, really. I loved the fuck you because... It was just so unexpected coming from the bathroom, and I knew what had just happened. I knew he had either smelled the peanut butter or tasted it. And that really made me pretty happy. Yeah, oh, can't wait to hear this question for sure. Are you gonna ask me how to spell something, you dummy? Okay. Your brother's having a great time. Look at him with his big brain. He knows how to spell everything. Are you kidding? Go ahead.
What was funnier, putting peanut butter in your maid's underwear or putting the spicy shit in Jacob's underwear?
Definitely doing anything to Jacob is funnier than doing... You know, I didn't grow up with a younger brother, so he's the only person I've ever been able to fuck with like that. So, do you know, on this tour, we've been touring together for 2 years. he hates this. But we've been touring together for 2 years, and I have yet to let him get his own hotel room. I make him sleep with me every night of the tour. Oh, I told him I'm going to name the tour One Room, Two Beds. He was like, don't do that. Yeah. Oh, hold on, bike guy. You already asked a question. Yeah, up here.
Who's your favorite person that you've gotten high with and why?
My favorite person I've gotten high with and why? Well, that is, it's going to be somebody that maybe a lot of you have never heard of.
Thomas?
I love getting high with Thomas. Thomas is a guy, I do his podcast, and every time I go on the podcast, I either take like 4 grams of mushrooms or get really high. But it's a guy named Joey Diaz. So Joey and I have been friends for a long time, and he's so fun. He's always funny, but high, and his tolerance is so next level that he's far and away my favorite person to get high with. I would... You know, there's some bucket lists. I didn't get high with, but I got passed a joint from Wiz Khalifa, which was pretty great. That was pretty great. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you like to meet Elton yesterday?
Do I like meeting up with Elton?
Yes.
Yeah, Elton is a really good dude. You know, I met Elton. I didn't know him, and we lived on the same street. And I had been told about these young YouTube kids that had a house on this street, and they pulled pranks on each other. And one day, everybody in the street got a note in the mailbox. Elton's a very respectful young dude. And the note was like, hey, my name's Elton. I'm throwing a party tonight, and because we just hit, it was something like 100,000 people on YouTube, subscribers on YouTube, so we're throwing a party. And then afterwards, he said, YouTube is a place on the internet. So he was explaining it because there was a lot of old people on the street. YouTube is a place on the internet, and this is kind of a big deal. So if you have a problem, don't call the cops. Please come over, and all of you are invited. So I told my wife, I said, I'm going over in my pajamas. And I'm just going to sit on the couch and make people real uncomfortable. And that's how I met Elton. Yeah, he didn't. He's a great guy. Oh, we got time for a couple more. Anybody? Yeah, go ahead.
How did you feel walking in watching your kids represent
Joey Diaz? So he's referencing a story. Joey Diaz, it sounds like a lot of you know who he is. He babysat my kids. And some of you may, Joey, for those of you who don't know, he's a comic, also a felon. But a real, like, I would consider him a moral criminal. Because if he was at my house and I left $20 out on the counter, he would take it, but then he would treat me to lunch with it. And then he'd be like, I got it this time, you get it next time. I'm like, did you really get it this time, though? And he would watch my kids. And people ask me, why would you let a criminal watch your kids? One, because I was poor and Joey worked for hamburgers. And two, because Joey loved my kids, man. And I knew that, you know, whatever you pay your babysitter, if shit goes down, they're not getting into the mix for your kids. And I knew Joey would jump in front of a bus for my kids. And that was more important to me. But they did. They were exposed to some stuff. So, and Joey at the time was probably 5, he's probably 5'10", you know, 360 pounds, so that's like 170, 180 kilos, something like that. And what would happen is, I was single at the time, so he would watch my kids so I could go do comedy, and then I would come home and then he would go out and do his comedy. And one night I came home and he never wore underwear. And one night I came home and there was toys all over the floor. And Joey was like, all right, kids, time to clean up. And he bent over, and my daughter ripped some hair out of his ass crack. And she said, how many? And he goes, oh, it felt like five that time. I go, that time? What do you mean, that time? And he was like, oh, she loves that game. I go, yeah, but I fucking hate it, dude. I don't like it. We got time for one more. Anybody else? All right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, bicycle guy. Nobody else before I go back? Somebody's already asked a question? All right. Oh, okay, go ahead.
What was the
life that you ever had? What was it? What he found out about when he sent me a dick pic by accident? I'll tell you what my favorite part of that story is that I kind of left out of the joke. For those of you who don't know, Jacob set up the cloud at our house and forgot that that meant that all of the stuff on his phone went to my iPad. So I found a dick pic on my iPad when I was just in bed scrolling, and I was like, oh, shit, that is not my dick, you know? But when I figured out it was his dick, the funny thing I could think of to do, because you know who I knew didn't want to see it? My wife. Which made it funnier to me. So I saw the picture, and I was just like, she goes, what? I go, nah, you don't want to know. She goes, what? What? I go, nah, you don't want to know. It's not for you. You don't want to know. She goes, you don't think I can take a joke? You don't think I know it's funny? I'm like, no, I didn't say that. This is just not for you. She goes, show me. I promise you I'll think it's funny. I'm like, cool. And I just showed it to her. She was already prepping to laugh. So I showed it to her. She was like, never show me anything. What is wrong with you? I'm like, you said you wanted to see it. We'll go back one more time to Helmet Guy. Go ahead. I like your question more than anything I'm going to say, so. Yeah. It's a good thing you're wearing a helmet, dude. What?
It's the IQ in one place as opposed to spread out.
Apparently not that well, dude. I don't think. But, all right.